Claude Pilkinen here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. Despite the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ said on Calvary, "It is finished," John 19:30, Christianity is a religion just like all the rest of do instead of done. Listen to your typical Christian sermon, and you will hear all about what you should be doing instead of what Christ has done. Christendom is firmly a performance-based religion, yet the clear truth of our gospel, the good news, is one of done. Many years ago, Leon Tucker capably wrote of the contrast between religion's process of doing and God's accomplishment of done. And here's what he said. Do, that's what we hear on every hand, and seldom do we hear done. Thank God that in a world of many unfinished things, there is one thing that is finished. It is finished. The work of our Savior is done. And no one has ever been able to point to an unfinished thing in that redemptive work. The done takes away all the do. Do means human behavior. Done means divine accomplishment. Do is possible to man. Done is alone possible with God. Do satisfies the flesh. Done is grasped by faith. Do is the exercise of human energy. Done is the display of divine initiative. Oh, what a wonderful quote that is. There is no rest in man's doing. There is complete and lasting rest in God's done. Religion is about highlighting and bragging on man and his accomplishments. We, however, highlight and brag on God and his accomplishments through Christ. What a contrast between do and done. Rest in the complete work of the Lord Jesus Christ. This alone is the true basis of our good news. You are complete in Him. Colossians 2:10. Now a little music for your edification and enjoyment. Here's David Phelps singing, "It Is Finished."
There's a light that is drawn through the ages. On that light stands an old rugged cross. On that cross, a battle is raging for the gate. Man's soul or his loss. On one side march the forces of evil, all the demons and all the devils of hell. But on the other, the angels of glory, and they meet on Golgotha's hill. The earth shakes with the force of the conflict. And the sun, it refuses to shine.
for there hangs God's Son in the balance. And then through the darkness he cried.
It is finished, the battle.
These were battlefields of my